Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. We are now going to begin reading one of our Jumpstart books from the book of Jonah. And we have several Jumpstart books, and this one was written in 2019. Jonah chapter 1, verse 3. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So he went down to Joppa, found a ship which was going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and went down into it with them to go to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. We love the story of Jonah. It's a favorite for VBS. The short book is more about the prophet than it is his message or the people he preached to. There are layers of lessons tucked throughout the book of Jonah. This story is pretty simple. God tells a prophet to go preach to Nineveh. Jonah doesn't want to go, so he goes the other way. A great wind, a great storm, and Jonah is tossed overboard. A great fish swallows Jonah, and for 3 days later, he spits him out on dry land. Jonah goes and preaches. He sits and he pouts because he knows God will be gracious to them. A couple of things we need to remember. First, this isn't in our Bible, so we'd have something to teach our kids in Bible class. That's not the direction nor the intention. It is a valuable book, a prophetic book, just as Isaiah is, or Jeremiah, or Ezekiel. Second, Jonah being swallowed by a great fish wasn't God's unique way of punishing Jonah. If God wanted Jonah to be punished, he could have allowed the storm to destroy the boat, or have Jonah drown when he was thrown overboard, or have the old sea creature eat him. God wasn't finished with Jonah. The fish to Jonah was what the pigs were to the prodigal. The great fish was Jonah's wake-up call. In the first chapter, when the violent storm is nearly capsizing the boat, the sailors are praying. Jonah is sleeping. The captain wakes Jonah up with a plea to pray to his God. Jonah doesn't pray. It's not until he's inside the great fish that he prays. God has a way of getting a person to change his mind. It was either repent or become fish food. Our verse today illustrates two things running through Jonah's mind. First, he intended to go to Tarshish. I always thought that he happened to find a boat that was heading there, and that was just good enough for him. Instead, Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish. That was his destination. That was his plans. That was his intentions. That's where he wanted to go. Tarshish is in Spain. It's a long, long way from where Jonah was supposed to go, to Nineveh. I'm not sure how he knew or heard about that place, but that was his choice of places to go. Maybe he thought once he got there, it just wouldn't be practical for God to bring him back to Nineveh. Adam and Eve thought they could hide from God. He knew where they were. Jonah is thinking that he can run from God. God knew right where he was at. No distance is too far from God. Second, twice in our verse tells us that Jonah was not so much running from Nineveh, but the presence of the Lord. He was trying to get away from God. How shallow was his thinking? David declared in the book of Psalms, "Where can I go from thy presence? Up to heaven, God is there. Down into the depths of the sea, God is there." There's no escaping God. Nothing goes unnoticed by God. There's no surprising the Lord. And what we find so abundant in Jonah is the thought that he was a prophet with an attitude, a pouting prophet, a prejudiced preacher, a preacher who didn't want to do what God told him to do, a preacher who didn't want Nineveh to listen to his message, a preacher who longed to be a failure. And this is lessons sprinkled throughout this book. God says go east, and Jonah went west. The pagans are praying, and Jonah is sleeping. The pagans even tell Jonah that he should pray. For a man of God, Jonah certainly seems ungodly. We don't find Jonah drunk. We don't find Jonah chasing women. But what we do find is Jonah has a mind and an attitude that's very different from God's. Jonah's not thinking like God. Jonah leaves footprints that no one should follow. And this, I wonder, is why God has preserved this story for us. It's not so much about the Assyrian short-term repentance. It's about a man of God who doesn't act very godly. It's a lesson for all of us. There are times when the people of the world can act more Christ-like than the Christians do. Something bad happens, and the Christian is threatening war. The man in the world calls for patience and forgiveness. Oh, we forgot about that. The man in the world can be more generous than the Christian is. Although the Christian proudly sings, "This world is not my home," he certainly can act as if it is. The man in the world can be more friendly, kinder, and even pleasant than the Christian can be. Oh, doctrine, we've got the man in the world beat, but in spirit, the man in the world can teach a Christian a lesson or two. So from all of this, let's remember, we are on a journey, and we must never stop learning and growing closer to Christ. The world can teach us things that we need to listen to. Sometimes we don't do a good job. Neighbors who are not Christians can be more helpful to a hurting family than a Christian. Jesus reminds us in the judgment parable, I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was in prison and you did not visit. Sometimes we drop the ball. Sometimes we let others down. From this, we can do better. We also learn that preachers aren't perfect. Jonah is a classic example. Because a person knows the word of God does not mean that he's walking in that word himself. He ought to be, but he may not be. Preachers can get attitudes that are not right. Preachers can be smug, standoffish, and close their hearts to others. The whole city of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah. What a glorious day. Jonah should have been so happy and thankful. Instead, he sat on a hill and had a pity party. Our Nineveh may be people of a different color or nationality. It may be those who dress differently than we do. It may be those who seem to be wild according to our standards. We don't want those kind of people here, we say, but that's the language of Jonah. We best be careful. God may not want us because of our narrow attitudes. The Jews didn't like those who were coming around Jesus when he preached. The sinners were found coming to Jesus. Simon had the Jonah spirit in him. Jesus came to Simon's house, and the Lord was not welcomed, not at all. No washing of his feet, no kiss of welcome, but a sinful woman came. She kissed Jesus' feet, and with her tears and hair, she washed his feet. Rather than feeling a bit embarrassed because he didn't do those things, Simon's anger grew because of what kind of woman she was. Jesus used this to teach Simon a lesson. And what a lesson. Stop giving death stares to someone who walks in with different hair color. Stop whispering when someone with their tongue pierced sits among us. They could be in the worst trouble. They could be someone who has so much trouble that they need Jesus so much. They may be Nineveh to us, but God still loves them. Jonah reminds us that because a man preaches does not mean that he has all the answers, nor is the best example. Jonah needed to change as much as Nineveh needed to change. Jonah was given a second chance, had a hard time giving Nineveh a second chance. And the spirit of Jonah is found in the prodigal's older brother, cold, hard, unforgiving. And what the older brother missed was a celebration and a feast. Have you closed the door of your heart to some people? Would you rather some go to hell than to heaven? Are you content with some coworkers, neighbors, or family members who remain outside of Christ? Would you rather stay on the outside? Would your first words be, what are you doing here, if they showed up? Maybe that's why we have Jonah in our Bibles, a prophet without a heart, a preacher who didn't care. That's Jonah. Could that be me? Could that be you? Maybe it's time we looked more into the mirror and pointed our finger less at others. Maybe there's a bit more of Jonah in us than we would really like to admit. And maybe, just maybe, through the book of Jonah, we can be more like Jesus. Thank you so much for listening, and next week we'll continue on with this study.